Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Monday, April 1st, 2024, so heads up, it's April Fool's Day. According to History.com, the origins of April Fool's Day are unknown, but some historians speculate that it dates back to 1582, when France switched from the Julian calendar to the Gregorian calendar. In the Julian calendar, the new year began with the spring equinox around April 1st. Quote, people who were slow to get the news or failed to recognize the start of the new year had moved to January 1st and continued to celebrate it during the last week of March through April 1st, became the butt of jokes and hoaxes and were called April Fools. These pranks included having paper fish placed on their backs and being referred to as April Fish, which is said to symbolize a young, easily caught fish and gullible person, close quote. Anyway, no hoaxes or pranks here on Around Town, just an update on the governor's proposed bill, LD 2266, that we've been reporting on here on WERU over the past few weeks. That's the bill that would exempt the sand dune by the jetty on Sears Island from DEP protections as the Mills administration tries to get out ahead of the permitting process for the offshore wind facility that they would like to build there. The bill was renamed and amended by the Environment and Natural Resources Committee with a majority voting ought to pass as amended back on March 21st, and as of Friday, it had not yet been reported out. The original version of the bill has remained on the legislature's website. After two requests, I was able to get a copy of the latest version on Friday last week. LD 2266 has been renamed an Act Regarding Restoration and Protection of Coastal Sand Dunes and permitting of an offshore wind terminal on Sears Island. The amendments include sections pertaining to setting up a fund called the Sand Dune Restoration and Protection Fund, which could help pay for remediation if they are allowed to destroy the sand dune by the jetty on Sears Island. There's also some added language about protecting another sand dune system on the island. The amended bill was reviewed last Thursday by the committee. Remember, they've already voted on the amended version on the 21st, so I think that was a language review. I contacted the legislature and that's all they said was that they reviewed it last Thursday, last week. On Friday last week, we were told that it is expected to be reported out of committee soon by a legislative aide. So a vote could be coming this week. It's unclear whether the amended version of the bill will be posted online so the public can see it before it's voted on. So if you want a copy, email me at news@weru.org and I will pass along what they sent to me. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. We're here every weekday morning at 8 during Morning Main on your community radio station, WERU-FM. Have a great day and I will see you tomorrow.